Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 84.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Goodwin of Chowan County. We'd ask all of our members and guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Goodwin.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we know in your word it says, in all our ways acknowledge you and you will direct our paths. Oh God, how we pray that that will happen in this chamber, not just today, but as we go forward. May we hold you close. May we appreciate each other and appreciate the life we have here in this great state of North Carolina. Help us do the best for the people of this state. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 24th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for June 24th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 219, enact to modify teacher licensure requirements. Senate Bill 225, enact to repeal the tuition surcharge imposed by Board of Governors on students to make more than 140 degree credit hours to complete a baccalaureate degree in the four-year program for more than 110% of the credit hours to complete the baccalaureate degree in the five-year program. House Bill 537, enact to reduce the alternate highway use tax on vehicle subscription. House Bill 656, an act to modify the laws pertaining to the Medicaid and NC health choices needed for the implementation of Medicaid transformation. House Bill 934, an act expanding the right to try to provide access to investigational adult stem cell treatment for patients diagnosed with terminal or chronic illnesses. And the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 383, an act amending the charter of the town of Topsail Beach to provide for the filing of vacancies on the Board of Commissioners and to clarify the timing of organizational meeting for Pender County Board of Education. House Bill 1016, an act to make appointments to the Board of Trustees for constituent universities of the University of North Carolina and the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College. House Bill 1017, an act to redistrict Wake County House of Representative District and ordered by the Court of NAACP versus Lewis and drawn by the Special Master in Covington versus North Carolina.
Chapter bills will be noted. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that for the remainder of this week, that all bills sent to the Senate or the governor will be sent by a special messenger. Also, at the request of the bill sponsor, the chair is going to direct that Senate Bill 191, which is on the calendar today, be removed from the calendar and referred to the committee and rules calendar and operations of the House. Special messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate, Mr. Speaker. It is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate adopts the report of the conferees for Senate Bill 219, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to modify teacher licensure requirements. When appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and enrolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
House Bill 370, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require compliance with immigration detainers and administrative warrants for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Lewis, strike that. Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepherd are recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepherd, Transportation Committee Report. Senate Bill 61, Guardian Parent Authorized Plate, favorable and referred to Finance.
Bill is referred to Finance.
Senate Bill 68, Relocation of Water Sewer Line Costs, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Mr. Clerk, Chair strikes the serial referral to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The bill is referred to state and local government, and then a serial referral to Rules is added thereafter.
Senate Bill 105, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Prison, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to Rules.
Senate Bill 113, DMV, Emergency Contact Information, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to Rules.
Senate Bill 606, Prioritize Native NC Plans for Highway ROW, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to Rules. Representatives Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough, recognize, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough, Regulatory Reform Committee Report. Senate Bill 208, Limit Local Restrictions, Non-Commercial Signs, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules.
Senate Bill 353, Expand Cartway Path Law, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules.
Senate Bill 444, Allow Use of Oyster Shells and Serving Dishes, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules. Representatives Fraley and Hastings recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Fraley and Hastings, Education University Committee Report. Senate Bill 239, Children and Wartime Vet Scholarship, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules. Representatives Art and Soka recognized to send forth committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Art and Soka, Energy and Public Utilities Committee Report. Senate Bill 559, Storm Securitization, alternate rates, favor and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough, recognize, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough, Regulatory Reform Committee Report. Senate Bill 553, Regulatory Reform Act of 2019. Favor House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar, and the House Committee Substitute is referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. Members, a couple of recognitions before we get into the calendar. On behalf of the entire delegation of the Wake County and Wilson County House members, the Chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to 25 students fellows from South Africa and the faculty of St. Augustine College. They are here visiting with members of the North Carolina Legislative Black Caucus today about the legislative branch of North Carolina government. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you over here to the right. Thanks for being with us today. Members, the Chair could have the members' attention. We have a special guest, and the Chair is going to extend the courtesies of the floor, but if you could give the Chair your attention, then we'd certainly be grateful. The Chair is honored to extend the courtesies of the floor to Sidney Walton, a 100-year-old World War II veteran who is on a mission to visit all 50 state capitals. Sidney was inducted into the U.S. Army 9 months before the attack on Pearl Harbor. He served as an Army infantryman in the Pacific Theater. Sidney is visiting elected officials and hundreds of thousands of Americans on his No Regrets Tour. North Carolina is the 22nd state on his tour. Sidney, I want to welcome you to North Carolina and thank you for your service. We wish you the best in your travels, and you certainly honor us with your presence today, sir. Members, we're going to move to our calendar. And Sidney is welcome to stay with us as long as he'd like to stay with us today. I know there's a lot of folks that want to talk to him and meet him and get a picture as well. House Bill 429, the clerk will read.
Representative Hannig, House Bill 429, a bill to be entitled Navigable Waters, Manteo Hyde, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
The gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hannig, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill allows the towns of Manteo and Ocracoke jurisdiction over their waters to provide for the safety and welfare of their boaters. This bill has passed through all committees unanimous. I ask for a green vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 429 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Bowles, aye. Is Representative Harrison on the floor? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 429 passed the second reading. Will without objection strike that. It's roll call. Remains on the counter. Members, the next two bills are local bills. Any objection to those being grouped? Chair thought I heard an objection. Okay, so there was an objection, so they won't be grouped. All right, Senate Bill 262, the clerk will read.
Senator Johnson, Senate Bill 262, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit hunting and fishing on private property without written permission from the landowner and lessee, and to prohibit hunting and private property while under the influence of impairing substance of Union County. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
The gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a local bill that applies to Union County, and there are no known oppositions to it. This bill simply prohibits hunting on someone else's land without written permission and the taking of wildlife while under the influence as defined in the North Carolina Motor Vehicle Laws. This bill has been requested by the commissioners as part of ongoing conversation with wildlife officers and our local officials. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 262 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 262, having passed second reading, will without objection. Hear it a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 262 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 262, having passed third reading, is returned to the Senate for concurrence. Senate Bill 674, the clerk will read.
Senators Berger and Ballard, Senate Bill 674, a bill to be entitled an act to change the method of election of the Board of Education of Surrey County, the Board of Education of Mount Airy City Schools Administrative Unit, and the Board of Education in Elkins City Administrative Unit from nonpartisan to partisan. General Assembly, North Carolina Act.
The lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the body. This bill does exactly what the title says, makes our Board of Elections, our Board of Education's elections partisan. It was not necessarily unanimous back home, but our delegation is unanimous in that this for both the Senate and the House. All four members approve it. We'd ask for your support.
For what purpose is the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell Rice?
Speaking against the bill.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have been called several times by residents of Surrey County, and I have a personal interest in this. Several years ago, in Watauga County, a group formed a PAC just for the purpose of running negative ads on the radio anonymously in a school board election. And I just don't think we need pushing that type of partisanship down to our school boards and those types of elections. Now, normally I would defer to residents of a community to make this decision for themselves, but after speaking with the residents of Surrey County, several of them, and them informing me of the nature of this bill, I felt the need to speak on the floor. According to them, this bill passed, or this resolution passed their county commissioners with a vote of 3-1, with one abstention. The one abstention was a principal from one of the schools there locally, and that they said that this bill was not adequately vetted with the public. Then the school boards met jointly. There are three different school boards in that county. They met jointly and unanimously passed a resolution opposing this bill. So, because, and three of those people came here yesterday to oppose this bill in the rules meeting. And I just want to give voice to those residents of Surrey County. I urge your opposition to this bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 674 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
You append the chair, the ayes have it.
Division.
Division have been called. Those in favor of the passage of Senate Bill 674 on second reading will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Court clock machine record the vote. 62 having voted in the affirmative, 49 the negative. Senate Bill 674 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 674 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Pen of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 674 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 557, the clerk will read.
Representatives Ross and Adcock, House Bill 557, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the laws affecting municipalities. General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Gentleman from Alamance, Representative Ross, recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a technical amendment I need to send for.
The gentleman will be recognized for that. The clerk will read the amendment.
Representative Roth moves to amend the bill on page 2, lines 46 through 51 by rewriting those lines to read.
Gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment if he would like.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a technical amendment in Section 4 of the bill. This section pertains to Tier 1 municipalities or towns that are located in Tier 1 areas and allows them to take part in some of the PARTIF grants without having to have the matching funds. Many of our towns in Tier 1 areas are unable to take advantage of the part of funds because of the match requirement. So what this does is this, since we are in the middle of the grant cycle, this was brought to our attention that we needed to correct the date. So the effective date for this will be moved from July 1st, 2019 to January 1st, 2020 to get us out of the current grant cycle. So that's the purpose for this amendment.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Passage of Amendment A1 sent forward by Representative Ross. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk clock machine record the vote. 110 the affirmative, none the negative. The amendment's adopted. Gentleman from Alamance recognized for further debate on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is the companion to Senate Bill 504 that's over in the Senate. This bill is the result of several months of work on a number of different issues trying to clarify areas that affect some of our cities in North Carolina. And I can just touch on just the eight sections very briefly. This has passed the state and local committee in the House as well as finance, so it's been well vetted. Section 1 typically, in North Carolina, the Machinery Act bars cities and counties from maintaining an enforcement action to collect taxes beyond 10 years. But it does not relieve the tax collectors. So all this does is clarifies tax collectors no longer have to continue to try to collect taxes beyond the 10-year period. That does not relieve the tax obligation. That stays on the books. Section 2, all this does is simply, if a county decides to change their tax distribution method from whether it's per capita distribution or ad valorem, all they have to do here is notify the municipalities in advance, February 15th or by February 15th, so that they can make preparations for their budgets. The next section just released finance officers from liability on certain automatic renewed contracts. Section 4, I just mentioned in the amendment. This is where cities and towns in Tier 1 areas can participate in the PARTIF funds. Section 5 has been remodified. All this does now is add relocation assistance for persons of moderate or low and moderate income to the type of housing projects for which a housing authority may make payments in order to provide safe and sanitary housing. Section 6 is an issue that has developed over the past few years, is where we have voluntary annexations and large areas or large tracts are annexed into cities, but the cities have no way of annexing the road frontage in front of the properties that are being annexed. And so what this does is this allows for that. That's a public safety issue. Section 7 deals with the bid process that's used if a city contracts with another governmental agency for what they call service districts. This changes some of the provisions as to why they as to how they have to report on that. And in Section 8, basically would authorize a system of development fees calculated using the combined cost method, which used previously was for completed capital projects. I'll answer any questions. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House. Passage of House Bill 557 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk clock machine record the vote. 109 have been voting the affirmative, 1 the negative. House Bill 557 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read third. I'll strike that. That is a roll call bill, so it remains on the calendar. House Bill 343. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, House Bill 343, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Legislative Service Commission to obtain criminal records checks of any prospective employee, volunteer, or contractors. General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, this bill does exactly what the title says. It authorizes the Legislative Services Officer to conduct background checks of prospective employees and folks that would work in this facility. It's been through two committees. I'm aware of no opposition and would ask for your support.
For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Gemma Yield?
Yes, sir.
Yields.
Thank you, Representative Lewis. I'm curious if I were to hire a legislative assistant and that person was the, I assume everybody will have a criminal background check that's hired by the General Assembly, but would I be able to get the results of that test, or is that issue's not dealt with here? Do you know when that kind of decision will be made? And
Representative Insko, that's a good question, ma'am. I don't have the answer to it. I will get it for you. Mr. Speaker, can we just displace this bill?
Mr. Speaker, I have a couple of other questions.
Does the lady want to ask him on the floor or just ask him directly?
I'll come talk to him.
All right, we'll just displace it. Representative Morey, did the lady have a question as well? Does the lady want to just ask, if we displace it, would the lady like to just ask him?
I can wait until it's displaced and comes back on, or I could ask if I could ask Representative Lewis a question.
Gentlemen, the chair will bring it back up for the limited purpose of this question.
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative Lewis. From what I read, a background check could be performed, and then it just goes confidentially to the Legislative Services Director. If it comes back, there is a criminal record. This bill doesn't say the consequences of it, and if that information is shared with the member or whoever, and also the employee pays for any of the fingerprinting that may be required to go to the SBI, why are we doing this?
Representative, this was requested by the Legislative Services officer. It is, as you know, pretty standard in employment practices to do a background check. It is just something that's never been authorized here before. We actually passed this same bill last year, and it got tied up with some other stuff that was added to the bill. So I apologize for not having the answers to these questions. Frankly, I didn't expect this bill to get much conversation today, but I'll be glad to try to get you some more details before we bring it back up.
Thank you.
Chair's going to go ahead and displace the bill so that two other members may speak on this. House Bill 463, the clerk will read.
Representatives Rogers, Brody, Hollister, and John, House Bill 463, a bill to be entitled an act to provide access to education and job readiness skills for individuals incarcerated in state prison and local jails. Jonesville, North Carolina, an act.
Gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Rogers, recognized to debate the bill.
This bill got tremendous support, bipartisan support when it was filed, so we appreciate that. It basically just takes a restriction away from the funds appropriated for community colleges so that they can be used now for Associate of Arts, Associate of Science, Associate of General Education degrees. It frees that up. That restriction was put in there about 10 years ago. It's been counterproductive, and this just allows them to get something productive while they're incarcerated, and it also frees up the community colleges to work with the local jails a little bit more, too. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake, Representative John Rice.
Briefly debate the bill.
Gentlemen's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bipartisan bill presents one means of addressing the very serious issue of recidivism in our state correctional system. I urge your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 463 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Pierce, gentlemen want to record on this vote. Representative Montgomery, gentlemen like to vote on the bill. Clerk White Machine, record the vote. 112, having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 463 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 463 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 463, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 872, the clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Rydell, and Holly, House Bill 872, a bill to be entitled Underground Utility Safety Act Changes, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Who's handling this bill? Chairs, Representative Arp, we can displace it, or if the gentleman wants to go ahead. All right. He's moving fast. So the gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a underground damage utility safety act changes. This bill has been prepared at the request to involve stakeholders and the 811 call center and the 811 board. If you recall, several years back, we passed the 811 to help keep our workers safe. These reforms are a result of extensive stakeholder processes and address some technical issues, as well as provide some funding for the board to receive annual funding support so it can maintain its mission and keep our workers and citizens safe. All the stakeholders participate in this, and I don't know of any opposition. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 872 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Humphrey, aye. clerk will act machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 872 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 872 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 872, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 55. The clerk will read.
Senators Gunn, Newton, and E. Davis, Senate Bill 55, a bill to be entitled an act to revise the law governing the license of certain general contractors to require continuing education for the purpose of enhancing the professional competence and professional responsibility of those licensees. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Davis and Representative Potts is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a licensed contractor for over 41 years, no one really enjoys the requirement of continuing education. But with every change in building codes, we're stretching the limits of span, pitches, and loads, as well as our building materials. Our homes, for most people, are the largest single investment that we make. And for the building industry, the time has come that we adopt continuing education the same as architects, home inspectors, land surveyors, mortgage brokers, pest control applicators, real estate brokers, and salespeople. This bill had 87 sponsors and co-sponsors, and I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 55 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, the vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Smith of Wayne, aye. Insko, aye. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. Senate Bill 55 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 55 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 55, having passed third reading, is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 127. Clerk will read.
Senators Brown, Daniel, and Heiss, Senate Bill 127, a bill to be entitled Protect Governmental Accountability. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the General Assembly, we currently have a whistleblower protection statute for state employees about gross mismanagement. What this does would extend that to those state employees providing the requisite information to a legislative panel. It can't just be a legislative panel that a few of us agree to. It has to be one appointed by the Speaker pro tem of the Senate or the Speaker of the House, and it allows them without intimidation to provide documents and information requested by the General Assembly in an investigative panel. Ask for your support on the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 127 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 73 having voted in the affirmative and 39 in the negative. Senate Bill 127 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 123 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 127 having passed third reading is ordered enrolled, sent to the governor. For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise.
I would like to be recorded as voting no on the previous 127.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 127. For what purpose, G. Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise.
Same reason to vote no on 127.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 127. For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No on 127. Thank you, sir.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on 127. Chair is going to say, Representative Farmer Butterfield, is that the same request?
No. Yes,
the lady will be
you,
recorded.
Speaker.
Voted no on 127. Representative Alexander, is that the same request, sir? Then the gentleman will be recorded as having voted no. Senate Bill 127. Representative Harrison, is that the same request? The lady will be recorded as having voted no. Representative Fisher? Same request. The lady will be recorded as having voted no. Senate Bill 127. I actually liked that little stroke of independence that was going on right there for a minute. That gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell, is the gentleman also wanting to be recorded as no on Senate Bill 127.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The gentleman will be recorded as no. Representative Cunningham, I think you voted no already. But you only get one no vote. You don't get two. For what purpose? The gentleman from Wayne, Representative, okay. Representative Bell, you want to change your vote while we're at it?
No, sir. I was just confused. I didn't know if I voted yes or not. Everybody else was checking. I figured I'd join in.
I think you were a yes. Yes, sir. All right. Senate Bill 220, the clerk will read.
Senator Davis, Tillman, and Heiss, Senate Bill 220, a bill to be entitled Removal of Political Signs by Citizens, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, is recognized to debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, it's a very simple bill. The bill does exactly what it says. Present law, 10 days, pushing that to a total of 40 days, which the bill has 30 days. It also allows 36 hours prior to the placement of sign at polling sites and 36 hours before and 36 hours after the closing of the election. And the third part, it allowed the state board of the election at the same as it did in 2017 to do in 2019 of a municipal election. I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 220 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lot Machine record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. Senate Bill 220 passed the second reading. Will without objection. You read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the, actually the chair hasn't totally put it. What purpose jump from Rowan, Representative Warren Rice?
See if Representative Floyd would yield for a question.
Gentleman from Cumberland, yield to the gentleman from Rowan.
By all means, Mr.
Yields.
Thank you, Representative Floyd. I was in one of the committees when you presented this bill, and I appreciate the fact that you were very flexible on the setup time beforehand. But the way I'm reading this, how does in the local board of elections ensuring that each precinct will allow 36 hours prior to the election day to set up a sign? How does that affect the precincts that normally don't allow signs? Does this preempt that, or do they have latitude in there to continue to restrict the use of signs in those precincts, such as, you know, some churches and some schools?
It's my understanding that the Board of Election, prior to selecting polling sites, do a negotiation with those particular sites. I'm sure that those sign, if those churches, you know, indicate that they do not, then I guess the Board of Election would either use that site or find another site. So there's flexibility within it.
Thank you, sir.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 220 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 220, having passed its third reading, will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. Senate Bill 311, the clerk will read.
Senators Bishop and Lowe, Senate Bill 311, a bill to be entitled an act to expand the Massage and Bodywork Therapy Board for inclusion of establishment owners, General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 311 does one thing. It adds one new seat to the Board of Massage and Bodywork Therapy, that for an establishment owner. This body gave regulatory authority over establishments in 2017. Those establishment owners desired or thought they needed a spot on the board. So this bill was amended in House rules to add an extra seat, an eighth seat, and that seat will be appointed by the governor, and I just appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 311 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Floyd. Clerk will have the machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 311 passed a second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly will now climb to next.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 311 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 311, having passed third reading, will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. Senate Bill 394, the clerk will read.
Senator Daniel, Senate Bill 394, a bill to be entitled, an act to make various changes to the general statutes concerning estates, trust, and guardianship as recommended by the North Carolina Bar Association. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this is comes to us from the Bar Association's sections on estates and trust. Section 1 just replaces the word encumbrance with underlying debt. Section 2 clarifies that the clerk has original jurisdiction in guardianship proceedings. Section 3 says if at the time you die one spouse lived in North Carolina, you can claim in North Carolina the widow's allowance or the spouse's allowance. Section 4 talks about the statute of limitations, and it indicates that regardless of existing statute of limitations, there is no statute of limitations for an action to reform, terminate, or modify a trust under very specific circumstances. Section 5 clarifies that an action seeking to add terms for removal or replacement of the trustee is an action to reform or modify the trust over which a clerk does not have jurisdiction. That must go before a court. And Section 7 would clarify that the procedure cannot be used to modify a trust for the removal or replacement of a trustee of the trust, including adding trust terms for the removal or replacement of a trust. And then it's got the effective dates. I'd ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 394 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will have machine record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. Senate Bill 394 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 394 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 394 having passed third reading, bill will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. Senate Bill 399, the clerk will read.
Senators Horner, Berger, and Chaudhuri, Senate Bill 399, a bill to be entitled an act to allow for retired teachers to return to work on high-need schools without adverse impacting the entire teacher's benefits. General Assembly, North Carolina. The
gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill had two good committee hearings through AK-12 and also with pensions. What this would allow is for the rehiring after the 6-month period of a teacher and focuses in on STEM areas. If they come in and they're not in a STEM area, they would be placed at step zero of the scale. And if they come in as special ed or STEM, they would be placed at step five. There's also some language in here to clarify to get a ruling from the IRS that's coordinated through the Treasurer's Office, because that has been some questions raised in the past on this kind of policy. It does have a sunset in it. This would expire on June 30th, 2021. So if we realize that this is not working, it would automatically stop. But in the future, if we see that this is real effective, we might can extend that sunset. I would appreciate your support on the bill.
What purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman is recognized. Debate the bill.
I'd like to thank the sponsors for presenting this bill, and they've done a lot to clean it up since it was in committee, but there remains one just glaring problem with it, and that is they're seeking a private letter ruling from the Internal Revenue Service after we already rehire the retirees. The problem is that private letter ruling will tell you whether or not you're allowed to hire those people without compromising the state retirement plan for them. If, in fact, the IRS rules against this, which you don't know, that's what a private letter ruling is, you got maybe a 50-50 shot of getting it, you'll have to terminate all of those employees within 30 days. As I stated in committee, if this was one of my clients sitting before me, I would advise them to get the letter ruling before taking this type of an action. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 399 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative and 4 in the negative. Senate Bill 399 passes second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House, the passage of Senate Bill 399 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 399 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 483, Clerk will read.
Senator McInnes, Senate Bill 483, a bill to be entitled to clarify the properties subject to a vacation rental are also subject to general statutes governing the city and county enforcement of hazardous and unlawful conditions. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Art, recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colleagues, this bill is just like House Bill 922, which passed unanimous 115-0. This bill passed in the Senate 43-0. Simply clarifies the city and county hazardous and unlawful conditions inspections apply to real properties. I know of no opposition.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 43 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 483 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 483 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 483 having passed its third reading is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 594, the clerk will read.
Senator Daniels and Marcus, Senate Bill 594, a bill to be entitled to the Register of Deeds updates, General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
For what purpose, the lady from Johnson, Representative White Ross?
Mr. Speaker, I need to change my vote on 483 to a yes.
The lady will be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 483. Lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was happy to let Representative White speak on this bill if she wished to. This actually is from Register of Deeds updates, and just because we are doing a lot of modernization and we're keeping all these records online, trying to make it more conforming to that. The first section would require a half-inch margin instead of a quarter-inch margin so it can show up easier on your screen. The second part would say we have electronically recorded maps, we're going to a lot of electronic recording, and we had a requirement on there that after recording, send this thing to whoever. We don't need that provision anymore if it's going to be done electronically. The third section, we all have the protection that we gave ourselves a while back from sovereign citizens or people who choose to file false claims against us. Currently, the Register of Deeds is not allowed to question anything like that except as to public officials. This will give it to them for the general public that if they have a reason to believe that it's a materially false encumbrance, then they don't have to accept it for recording. Section 4 indicates that if you are doing business as an assumed name, Joe's Fish House, you cannot add the words company, corporation, limited liability, a limited partnership, because those have very specific legal meanings and they are required for a specific filing under statute. And the last section adds two new forms for an assumed business name certificate and to amend a business name certificate, amend an assumed name certificate. So this is a request to Register of Deeds Conference, and we'd ask for your support.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Currituck, Representative Hanning, rise.
change my vote on 483 to a yes.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 483.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 594 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Pierce, wish to record on the vote, sir? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. Senate Bill 594 passed a second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 594 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 594 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. Senate Bill 610, the clerk will read.
Senator Ballard, Senate Bill 610, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the addition of Northern Peaks State Trail to the state park system. General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
Gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill will authorize a state trail connecting Boone, North Carolina to West Jefferson through the extraordinary high elevation area that will conserve wildlife quarter, linking the Elk Knob State Park, Three Top Game Land, Mount Jefferson State Natural Area, and would be a great value as a tourism asset. Planning on this has been going on since 2011. It has the support of all the local trail community, chambers, municipalities, counties, and so on. I encourage you to support this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 610 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Potts, wish to record on the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 610 passes second reading. Will without objection. You read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 610 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 610 having passed third reading is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Members, the chair is about to put the House at ease for a few moments. We still had one bill on the calendar, and we're going to read in a conference report momentarily, but we're going to stand at ease for roughly, it's 5:01. We should probably restart things by 5:10, so we're going to stand at ease momentarily. Yes, in the pages, it is after 5, so you all are excused. Thank you for your service again today.
Yeah, you got it. Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson are recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report, Senate Bill 230, excuse the absence of military children, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Yes, Senate Bill 230, re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Senate Bill 354, Student Notice, Charter School Closure Registration, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Yes. The Senate Committee Substitute, unfavorable, the calendar. House Committee Substitute, re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Brody, Reddell, and Yarbrough are recognized for a committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Brody, Reddell, and Yarbrough, Regulatory Reform Committee Report, Senate Bill 604, Amend NC Veterinary Practice Act, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Committee Substitute, unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute, re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. A special message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 366, House Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to expand academic transition pathway options for certain freshmen and sophomore high school students to permit certain sophomore high school students to enroll in college courses as part of a college transfer pathway, and to require that the State Board of Education to include certain individuals as required by contract as adjunct instructors with local board of education for career and technical education programs. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Clerk will continue.
House Bill 495, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled Act to Prohibit Municipalities of Regulating Offsite Wastewater Systems, for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar for Thursday. Clerk will continue.
Senate Bill 362, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act revising the laws governing the submission of annual reports by various entities to the Secretary of State.
Referred to the Committee on Rules.
The House will come back to order. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that House Bill 343, that was the bill about Legislative Services Commission and criminal record checks. The Chair's informed members want to discuss that a little more fully, so the Chair's going to direct that bill be removed from today's calendar and calendared for tomorrow. Representative Lambeth, recognize, send forth a conference report. Clerk will read.
President of the Senate, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the conferees appointed to resolve the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives on House Bill 966, a bill to be entitled an act to make base budget appropriations for current operations of state agencies, departments, and institutions. Senate Appropriations Base Budget Committee substitute adopt with unengrossed amendments 52919. Senate Finance Committee favor with unengrossed amendments 52919. Senate Pension and Retirement Aging Committee substitute adopt 52918, 6th edition engrossed 53119, submit the following report. The House and the Senate agree the following amendment to the State Appropriations Base Budget Committee substitute adoption is unengrossed amendments 52919, Senate Finance Committee favorable with unengrossed amendments 52919, Senate Pension and Retirement and Aging Committee substitute adopt 52919, 6th edition engrossed 53119, and the House concurs in the Senate Committee substitute as amended. Delete the entire Senate Appropriations Base Budget Committee substitute adopt with unengrossed amendments 52919. Senate Finance Committee favorable and unengrossed amendments 52919. Senate Pensions and Retirement and Aging Committee substitute adopt 52919. 6th edition engrossed 53119 and substitute the attached proposed conference committee substitute H966-PCCS 30485-LRXR-3. The conferees recommended from the Senate and the House of Representatives adopt this report. Date conferees approved report June 25th, 2019. Conferees from the Senate, Senator Brown, Chair. Senator Harrington, Chair. Senator Jackson, Chair. Senators Edwards, Gunn, Wells, Davis, McInnes, Ballard, Tillman, Alexander, Bishop, Croick, Britt, Daniels, Sanderson, Newton, and Rabin. Conferees for the House of Representatives. Representative Lambeth, Senior Chair. Representative Sain, Senior Chair. Representative Arp, Chair. Representative Brisson, Chair. Representative Dobson, Chair. Representative Faircloth, Chair. Representative McGrady, Chair. Representatives Dixon, Hall, Strickland, Hardister, Hastings, Elmore, Fraley, Hurley, Sauls, Cleveland, Riddell, Murphy, Potts, Hall, Jones, Bowles, Davis, McNeil, Turner, and Eiler.
The Chair rules that the conference report is material and that this constitutes its first reading. For what purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
For a motion pertaining to suspension of the rules, Mr.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Rule 44D be suspended to allow the placement of the conference report for House Bill 966, the 2019 Appropriation Act, on the calendar for Wednesday, June 26th.
Is there objection to the motion? Is there objection? Hearing none, without objection. Rule 44D is suspended in order to place House Bill 966, which is the budget bill and the conference report, on the calendar of Wednesday, June 26th. For what purpose, lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise.
Could you tell us what time session is going to be or when this would be voted on tomorrow?
Chair is looking at setting session at 2 p.m. tomorrow. There are some committees that are meeting, so 2 p.m. is the plan for session at this point. We're now going to move to notices and announcements. For what purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soker, rise.
For announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House will meet 15 minutes after adjournment.
The lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Clark, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege. The lady is also granted that the representative statement will be read upon adjournment today. The lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members of the House, it is my pleasure to welcome two of my constituents who are the founder and committee member of a wonderful fundraiser, Big Day at the Lake. Big Day at the Lake raises money for Big Sisters and Big Brothers of Central Carolinas. They host at-risk children and their Big Brothers and Big Sisters to a full day of fun and activities on Lake Norman. This July 20th will mark the 15th annual Big Day at the Lake. Over the past 14 years, the Big Day at the Lake Committee has raised more than $1.2 million and hosted thousands of at-risk children and their bigs. This year, they have already raised $145,000. We look forward to another great Big Day at the Lake event and to celebrating making a positive difference in the lives of at-risk children. Thank you.
Thank you. Also on motion of Representative Clark, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the Big Day at the Lake founder, Dave Yoakum, and committee member Jessica Birch, who are here with us today. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you here on the right. Thanks for being with us today. What purpose, gentleman from Dublin, Representative Dixon Rice.
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
Members of the House Committee on Agriculture will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. in 643. The bill will be the 2019 Farm Act.
For what purpose does the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
For an announcement.
Chairman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow, 10 o'clock, in room 544. Please be prompt so we can get the business over with as soon as possible. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, today is the 37th birthday of my marriage to Polly Jo Hankins Riddell. So as much as I like y'all, I'd really rather be someplace else, but happy anniversary to my beloved wife, Polly. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Wanted to take a moment. I didn't know it until ran into him on the elevator today, but on yesterday, one of the members of the Forsyth County delegation, Representative Donnie Lambeth, celebrated his birthday, and I wanted to make sure that we recognize Representative Lambeth and his birthday.
Representative Lambeth said the best gift that we gave him was having him here yesterday on his birthday. So he was really happy to be there in the meetings. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise?
Brief point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, exactly 18 years ago, had a grandson who was born on this day. It was during my freshman year, and the announcement was made by the clerk that the little boy had just been born. It hardly seems that it's been 18 years and that he's served as a page here in the House and has now graduated from high school and headed to college. It means that I've been here a long time. Thank you.
If the committee chairs of judiciary, state and local government, and commerce would please approach the dais.
He can't move the time around because we got to have our full block tomorrow.
I think.
I mean, we got to have the whole time.
Hour.
No. What time?
Members, if you have your attention, please. Sorry for this. Representative Jackson had asked, had made a very reasonable request to have a two-hour block tomorrow morning for the Democrats to caucus and meet with staff on the bill. So in order to accommodate that, the Democrats are going to caucus from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so there was a committee scheduled for 11 a.m., which is Commerce. That is chaired by Representative Ross. The chair is informed that that is amended now to 9:30. Is that correct? And they'll notify of the room. They're going to try to get 12:28. So watch your emails, but go ahead. For the purpose of the notice, the chair will announce that the Commerce Committee will meet at 9:30 tomorrow morning, with the exact room to be determined once the Sergeant-at-Arms locates the room for the Commerce Committee. So that will leave open 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for that caucus. Lady from Davie, Representative Howard, recognized for an announcement.
To make an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, ma'am.
House Finance will be in the morning at 8:30, and please be on time because we have a real long agenda, meaning that we will probably take our full hour and a half, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
Members of the House ABC Committee, Senate Bill 290, Distillers Regulatory Reform Bill, has come over. After a dip in rules, I believe it'll come out. And Chairman Bowles and I would like to take it up, if possible, on Thursday. So just look for an announcement on that, depending on what our session is on Thursday and what other activities we have going on the rest of the week.
Thank you. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 26th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Soka moves, seconded by Representative Lucas, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 26th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Reading of a representative statement, the clerk will read.
A representative statement recognizing Big Day at the Lake Day. Whereas the 15th annual Big Day at the Lake will take place on Lake Norman, July 20, 2019, and whereas the Big Day on the Lake Committee organized a full day of fun activities on Lake Norman for participating Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Greater Carolina Matches, thanks a boat host, and many North Carolina sponsors and donors. And whereas since 2003, Big Day at the Lake has hosted thousands of at-risk children, all of whom have treasured the opportunity to laugh, play, mingle, and make new friends. And whereas over the past 14 years, Big Day at the Lake has raised more than $1.2 million for Big Brother, Big Sister of Central Carolina, and last year raised more than $120,000 with the goal of raising $150,000 this year. And whereas Big Day at the Lake encourages responsible adults to become Big Brothers, Big Sister mentors, known as Bigs, following the footsteps of past Big Day at the Lake participants who have embraced the opportunity to mentor. And whereas Big Day at the Lake encourages economic mobility and positive interaction among diverse groups, now therefore be it fitted to recognize to observe the Big Day at the Lake Day on July 20, 2019 as a day to celebrate making a positive difference in a child's life through the valuable work of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 25th day of June 2019, submitted by Representative Christy Clark, James White, House Principal Clerk.
On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 438, Excellent Public Schools Act of 2019, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education K-12. A serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 551, Child Support Cooperation Act of 2019, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Special message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 290, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the distillery to sell malt beverages and unfortified or fortified wine and to allow certain orders of eligible distillery products, to revise the law governing the sale of spirituous liquors by a distillery to visitors for consumption off the premises, and to allow the distillery to issue purchase transportation permits for spirituous liquors sold by the distillery, and to allow spirituous liquors tasted at an ABC store.
Senate Bill 290 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Torbett, Eiler, and Presnell, and Shepard are recognized to send forth a Transportation Committee report, Senate Bill 384, clarify motor vehicle dealer laws, favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee substitute, and re-referred. The Senate Committee substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 384 is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Representative Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard are recognized to send forth an additional Transportation Committee report, Senate Bill 385, clarify auto dealers regulatory requirements, favorable to House Committee sub, unfavorable Senate Committee sub, and re-referred. The Senate Committee substitute will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 385 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Representative Arvin Zoka are recognized to send forth an Energy and Public Utilities Committee report, Senate Bill 377, Military Base Protection Act, favorable House Committee sub, unfavorable Senate Committee sub, and re-referred. Senate Committee sub placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 377 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Representative Elmore Horn and Johnson are recognized to send forth an Education K-12 Committee report, Senate Bill 343, changes to education reports, favorable House Committee sub, unfavorable Senate Committee sub, and re-referred. The Senate Committee sub will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 343 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Senate Bill 621, Testing Reduction Act of 2019, favorable House Committee sub, unfavorable Senate Committee sub, and re-referred. Senate Committee sub will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 621 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.
Upon motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 154, an act to engage wagering on sporting events and horse racing on tribal lands in accordance with the Federal Indian Gaming Regulation Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and, if favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth a committee report for the Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House Committee. Senate Bill 355, Land Use Regulatory Changes, favorable House Committee sub number 2, unfavorable to House Committee sub number 1. House Committee sub number 1 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee substitute number 2 for Senate Bill 355 will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for the 26th of June. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth a additional Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report, Senate Bill 84, Walkertown Zoning Authorizations, favorable. Senate Bill 84 will be calendared for June 26th. Senate Bill 88, Electrician Requirements for Certain Organizations, favorable. Senate Bill 88, calendared for June 26th. Senate Bill 313, Prefer Guardian Streamline Affordable Housing, favorable. Senate Bill 313, calendared for June 26th, Senate Bill 378, Local Economic Development Modifications, favorable. Senate Bill 378, calendared for June 26th. And Senate Joint Resolution 467, Support for USMCA, favorable. Senate Joint Resolution 467, calendared for June 26th. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth an additional Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report, DRHJR30487-LG-175, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of the appointment of Floyd B. McKissick, Jr. to the Utilities Commission, is favorable for introduction. The clerk will file the resolution and assign it a number. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth a Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report, Senate Bill 525, Feasibility of Textile Historic Site, favorable House Committee sub, unfavorable Senate Committee sub. Senate Committee sub will be placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 525, calendar for June 26. House Bill 135, Government Immigration Compliance, favorable House Committee, favorable Committee sub number 3, unfavorable Committee sub number 2. Committee sub number 2 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee substitute number 3 for House Bill 135, calendar for June 26. Senate Bill 191, Out-of-State Law Enforcement 2020 Rep Convention, favorable House Committee sub number 2, unfavorable House Committee sub number 1. House Committee sub number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee sub number 2, Senate Bill 191, calendar for June 26th.